Thank you. There's still a little bit of information I would like to give you of one kind or another, sort of a potpourri. This has been a very good Congress. I personally had my doubts on it being a good Congress for the excellent reason that I didn't get off the airplane, I fell off. When you've brought a mock-up back to life no less than three separate and distinct times in one lifetime, it begins to get frayed at the edges. And I'm sorry that my mock-up gets frayed at the edges, but these auditors are so busy auditing you, they never process me. That'll get even with them. That'll make them guilty. So, anyway, and I have been pleasantly deceived in all this because it's been a great pleasure to give this Congress. So therefore, I'm going to give you a few little tidbits here that have to do with, well, some organizational activities and how to annoy your friends with a new process and some little odds and ends before we finish up. How about that, huh? It was my pleasure at the Shoreham Hotel to people who were assembled from all over the country, one of the biggest audiences ever gathered there, to give them a lecture on the subject of South Africa, where it was going and what it was doing. I did give them that lecture. They did believe me. They were people of very diverse opinions. There were all manner of people there, and they were all very favorably impressed by this lecture. They received it extremely well. But this is the sort of thing which you should get people to do on the international front. Just tell the truth about the country, not wild imaginings. All countries are turbulent. Why are they turbulent? They're turbulent because there is no substitute for good people. A country is as good as it has good people, and no better. Politics, government, policies, laws, rules, prisons, various things of this character are simply substitutes for good people, right? And you here in South Africa, on the whole, are darn good people, and the world should know it. Now, as far as the existing people and government of South Africa is concerned, you will never have a better government or a better people than you have good people. That's all there is to that. If certain people in the society, or if people in the society are to rule the society or be supreme in the society, then they should be the best people in the society. Is that right? But supposing everybody in the society was best people. Supposing you could accomplish that. That'd be pretty terrific, wouldn't it? You'd have a supremacy of good people, wouldn't you? And that would be quite novel on this earth, wouldn't it? It aren't happened before. Could I call that to your attention? Governments fall on their heads for lack of good people. Governments continue and nations endure to the degree that they have good people. We're in the business of making good people, and you're already very good people, and we're taking off from a very good springboard. Oh, yes, your cases were pretty rough. That was because there was all this not beingness and mustn't be this and mustn't be that around. But nevertheless, this didn't have anything to do with the fact that you weren't good people. Now, if there's to be a highly controlled society, if the society is to be very orderly, then it follows that each and every one of us in the society must take his share of controlling the society. If every person controlled the environment around him, you would have in itself a government, wouldn't you? If you are impatient with the governments which you have or the things which are happening and so forth, don't look over there. Look right where you are. Look at the environment in which you yourself exist. That environment you can reach. And you can reach as well as you were in good shape. And you can't reach any further than that you were in good shape. You can't reach any further than you can reach, in other words. And the better shape you're in, the more capable you are of communication and action, then the further you're going to be able to reach. Is that right? So, therefore, any united effort on the part of South Africa to straighten out the activities in South Africa simply on the basis of controlling the environment in which we find ourselves, controlling those lines, areas, and activities which we are already into, which we are already in connection with. If we did all these things, and if the people were able to do this and willing to do this, you would not have just a very good country. You would easily have the finest country on earth. And believe me, you would put every other nation on earth to complete shame. Do you understand that? The honest people in a society have rights. They will always have rights. They must have rights. The dishonest people in a society, the criminal people of a society, the unable people of the society actually don't have rights. That is about all it amounts to. You cannot give rights to people who can't have rights. Does that follow? You can't give rights to people who can't have rights. Is that right? So if people are to have rights, they first have to be able to have rights. You got the idea? And honest people have rights. Honest people have rights. You know, this idea we must all be secret and so forth is actually born out of the criminal element. The criminal element wishes we were all secret. Then nobody would ever find out, would they? No, but by the criminal withholding, then the honest man gets pulled into the jailhouses, into police states and other things. And this is a bad thing to have happen. Only honest people have rights, and only able people can control. Therefore, the program for South Africa, which we espouse and which I am beating the drum for, is simply, let's make every man, woman, and child in South Africa that we can lay our hands on as able as we possibly can, as fast as we can, and I think any residual difficulties in the Union will disappear as a result of that. Is that a program that you agree with? Good. Now, I don't want to go and harp on a bunch of past lives. Past lives are unreal to some of you. Withholdingness is just forgettingness. Or forgettingness is just withholdingness. The actual mechanics of how you forget is by withholding information. If you withhold it from yourself, then you yourself have forgotten it, right? So there are a lot of people around who are withholding from themselves so hard that it becomes very painful to them when you suddenly say to them, oh, I don't know, I was down here in 1884. And they say, But see, he's not that old. Well, what am I supposed to do? Lie to you and say I've never been to South Africa before? Just a Q&A with their inability to remember? Is that what's being asked here? But looking back at this sort of a thing, I got mixed up in a war between the states one time, and we had quite a time of it. There was something on the order of 1 million young men got killed in that war. All for what? Because they were trying to free somebody who didn't want to be free. Nobody graduated him up to freedom. Nobody did anything to him. The man they freed starved to death the day after the tocsin rang. That was a rough go. If you free a man, you must suppose that he must be able to take care of himself. Right? All right, we have a patient in the hospital, and he's had two broken legs. We don't let him out of the hospital until he can walk, or we would be very cruel people. The fellow can't walk yet, and we say, get out of here, you're free. We wouldn't look on that as a humanitarian activity, would we? So I feel definitely that a program of bringing about ability on the part of South Africa should be entered in upon by Scientologists on an individual or group basis, but not to engage in politics, only to engage in making the able more able. Do you think that would be a good program? All right, good enough. Well, now, the Hazi has a lot of things it can offer you, and it can offer South Africa. The program which we're entering in upon right now is slightly different than you have been watching, so I better tell you something about this program because it's just been altered. It's like a staff member said to me rather insolently one day. It's very odd working with Scientology staffs. You know, they're insolent, impudent, outspoken, and pleasing in general. I always get worried about an organization when I realize that nobody's argued with me for over 24 hours. I say something's happened, their spirit is broken or something. One of the staff members said to me, "Oh, the ink got dry on the bulletin, so it's all old now." One thing you can be fairly sure of, however, that you have a stability of technology because it's cracking the South African cases in the required number of hours and being done by auditors and under other supervision than myself, and it's all going on rapidly, so there's a stability. That is a good thing. We've been a long time trying to reach it and attain it. We've got it. We're teaching it on the 22nd American. You're the recipients of its benefits. It's taken 30 years to develop it, and that's a long time. But we've got it, and I'd like to announce it as a fact at this Congress. The basic activity in which we're engaged right now at the Hazi is simply this. We're getting too many people in testing that are moving on into the organization in other ways. And it's getting above our ability to handle with all the services we're handling. So we're going to streamline it. This will also be news to some staff members. Those PE courses which have been signed up for, we will give. We always give service which we have promised. If we promised it, we deliver it. That's one of our policies. If we don't deliver it, we make it good. That's also one of our policies. These are very sound policies. Sometimes they don't always get enforced, but then remember, we're on Earth, and Earth is aberrated, and if Earth weren't aberrated, we wouldn't be here. We're going to take people straight from test evaluation, straight into HAS co-audit, with no bridge. It's been done in the United States, and several of you have done it right here at this Congress in the seminars. You have gone straight from nowhere into an HAS co-audit. Bang. And you found yourself auditing somebody that you didn't even have hat-tipping acquaintance with. Now, this is the fastest route, and it has been tried before and is successful, has been very successful. When people go into co-audit, and when they have been in this co-audit for about 12 weeks, we will issue them for the time being. On examination, they have to read Scientology, the Fundamentals of Thought, and pass an examination on it, and have attended 12 weeks in the co-audit, we'll give them their HAS certificate. We have HAS processes now, HAS Process 1 and HAS Co-audit Process 2, which are very powerful processes, and they get considerable case change and case gain. So as a result, we can graduate them over into that and then graduate them on up the line. Furthermore, just to show you that we're terribly earnest and sincere about this thing, we're going to give them, if they buy 6 HAS evening sessions, all in one fell swoop, they can have them for £1.10. That's only 5 shillings an evening. It hardly pays the rent. But nevertheless, that's going to mean an awful lot of unaberrated people. And at the rate they're pouring through, and at the rate that we can steer them onto that HAS co-audit, as this thing builds up, I think you will see a marked difference in change happening around about the place. It isn't that you're doing badly. We merely want you to do superlatively well. So you're very welcome, one, to be tested, and two, to come over and finish off the engram that didn't get flattened in this Congress on the HAS co-audit. Now, to get clear or to get anything approaching that and so forth requires individual processing, and that moves up into the HGC, and then on the other side of the picture, training. If you want to become a pro, you have to go to the academy. But if you merely want to know Scientology very well, why, you'd better take the practical course at the academy. Now, I think, as popular as it is, that it is highly probable that we are going to cut out the Anatomy of the Human Mind course as a separate course. It will become part of the academy course instead of being a standout separate course. Popular as it is, this thing is actually building up in popularity until we need auditoriums in the very near future. Nevertheless, they might as well be fully trained all the way through. And I think we have to streamline services. Now, this isn't the final word on the subject of the Anatomy of the Human Mind course. The Anatomy course, however, is still part of the academy, and it may or may not be taught in the future. I think the probabilities are that it will not be taught as a completely separate course, will be part of a practical Scientology course. The reasons for that are very obvious. It's just building too big, too fast, and it is rather costly to run, and the difficulties of it are manifest. If we want to give service to the community, we're going to have to streamline the service we give. We can test, we can give unlimited tests, we can run unlimited co-audits. We can process only a certain number of individual cases. That gets limited by the number of good pro-Scientologists there are, because we won't process badly in a HASI. And over here on the other side, there is some limit to the number of students you can turn out who come out the other end really knowing their business as Scientologists. So that is in flux right now. And you can go immediately from testing straight over on to the co-audit course. When you've been on that for 12 weeks and can pass an examination on one little textbook, you get your HAS certificate. We're going to try it that way, see if we can't broaden our service. And I think our service will be broadened accordingly. We are here to serve. We know better than not to help. By the way, if you ever want to have a nice time some evening and you haven't anything better to do and you have some stranger in your midst, just run him on a process. Just keep saying over and over to him, whom have you intended not to help? And he'll run into every blocked up mess on his own track. The intention not to help is what sticks people. Now, every now and then we get asked questions about clears. Actually, we're rather cautious about this sort of thing. Until recently, we had no gauge of stability. We could not tell if a case was stable or not stable. Even though a case would come up to clear, the case might sag into an instability. Now we have this answer of what is a stable gain. A stable gain is the ability to have, in other words, havingness of the surrounding universe and so forth. If one can have, then one can have a stable gain, and one is then stable. Now, with this test, we can guarantee what we're doing in this area. Most people, however, bypass this activity, and they actually will walk out of the HGC as mess clears, merely saying they feel wonderful. And the DFP may write you a note and say that he's trying to make clears and pass you graphs showing he has just made some, but in the cut and hurry of it, hasn't noticed. This is quite interesting. We have our biggest difficulty in clearing today is getting a clear reported and checked out by HCO. That is our biggest difficulty. Sounds like an oddball difficulty, isn't it? But after all, when a fellow gets up that high, he feels so good, and he himself is so free in his environment and feels so good about it all, and so forth, he doesn't feel he has to have another title. He just goes up, and there he goes. It's like most of the clears I made years and years and years ago. I hear from them every once in a while. They all tell me they're doing wonderfully. But I lost the list, and they blew out into life doing wonderfully. At the time I made these clears, they didn't even know Dianetics or Scientology ever existed. I simply did something for them, and they said this was terrific, and they have stayed that way ever since. Most of those cases stayed stable. But that was me auditing them. And there's apparently some small difference. Now, as we look over existence, we find out that not only can you be better, but you can also recover from the liabilities of having become better. You know, if you become better at your job, you're liable to be asked to do more work. You realize that. Well, if people keep asking you to do more work and more work and more work, why, they won't mind when you take the place over. The lot of the able is to inherit the earth. And there isn't any much way to get out from it. In the first place, you originally were pretty well responsible for the whole lot. And then your responsibility dwindled back to where you now lose your purse. Now, as your responsibility increases, it of course goes out through the same perimeter all over again. And it goes all the way out before it goes entirely free. It takes some doing. But according to an ACC instructor who should have known what he was talking about, modern processing that we're using right this minute is 100 times as fast as 3 years ago when we made our first clearance. 100 times as fast. That's an interesting comment for him to make. I would make it in another way. I would say 3 years ago, we were busy clearing 30%. And now we can potentially clear 80%. That's the way I look at the game. He was looking at its speed of clearing. These poor students on the ACC are probably going to stagger out at the other end without any cases, and I'm sorry for it. There's an HPA course being taught at the same time, to which I'm also lecturing, and we can't guarantee anything about that course because actually HPA students are pretty hard-driven people. It isn't that you have to have a constitution in order to survive an academy course. It's just that you acquire one so that you can. Well, now the little trick I want you to pull on your friends is a very simple one. It's a very simple one. Anytime you see somebody bunged up, you know, with a blister or warts or something of the sort, just put your finger on it and say, look at my finger, look at my finger. Each time he does, look at my finger. Even though it's the back of his neck, you see. Look at my finger, look at my finger. Just keep that up for a while. And if it's something real bad like, cancer or something like that, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it every day for 15 or 20 minutes a day. It'll go away and you will become a miracle healer. There is no charge for giving you the stuff and essence of being a savior. You can go and be a savior with this anytime you want to. You have the most fun with it around sports fields and things like this, particularly around top-line coaches who know that the star of the team, when he wrenches his ankle, will not recover for 6 weeks. And you put him back in the game. That's a touch assist. Now, you old Scientologists know this cold, and yet one of you yesterday, caught your fingers in the door, and I didn't see anybody over there making him touch the exact spot where he was hurt. So after this Congress, we'll have to bring him back to the hall, make him touch the exact spot, just to make sure that we do technically accurate Scientology around here. Now, I really am terribly pleased that you came to this Congress. You have given me a big boost up. You have done something for me. It's very pleasant to talk to a swellingly full hall. It is very pleasant to talk to intelligent, alert people. I've been on a long drag and a heavy grind and so on, and this Congress, rather than knocking me down, has rather built me up. And I'm very happy that you came. And you think maybe I've done something for you or not, that's beside the point. You have done something for me. So I want to thank you first for that. And again, I want to thank you for all the support, old-timers and newcomers alike, that you have given Scientology and its activities in South Africa. This touches me deeply, and I wish to make a public statement that I appreciate it to the bottom of my heart, what you have done over these years. Thank you. And now we come to the end of my lectures in this Congress. You still have a party before you. But right now, it is time to say goodbye to you. And a time again to appreciate your coming, to thank you for coming, and to hope that in the future you will never be the same. Good night.